On this day, April 14th, 1921, against partition. A convention representing the national organizations in Belfast was held in St. Mary's Hall last evening. Over 500 delegates were present. The chair was occupied by the very Reverend Canon Crawley, PRVF, St. Matthews, and subsequently by Mr. Joseph Devlin, MP, Mr. John Kennedy, Poor Law Guardian, and Miss Margaret Maggie, acted as secretaries. Over 500 delegates were present. The following candidates were selected: West Belfast, Mr. Joseph Devlin, MP and Alderman, Richard Byrne; North Belfast, Mr. Frank Harkin Jr.; East Belfast, Mr. Charles Meakin; and South Belfast, Mr. Bernard McCoy. At a meeting of delegates held at Castlewellan, County Down yesterday, the following Sinn Féin candidates were selected for the county at the forthcoming elections: Mr. de Valera, Dr. Patrick Moore, and Mr. Patrick Lavery. The latter is at present interned at Ballykinlar. Raid on St. Malachy's College. For the second time this week, and the third within a fortnight, a raid by military was carried out at St. Malachy's College, Belfast. The first indication to the public that the premises were again to undergo a repetition of the ransacking was evidenced by the arrival, shortly before 9 o'clock, of about 300 soldiers who took up positions around the college. A large party of soldiers entered the building, but their arduous search proved fruitless. Murderers in Dromore. Mr. Jeremiah McVeigh, MP Nationalist, having asked the Chief Secretary whether he was aware that, as a reprisal for attacks on policemen, three young men named Charles Slevin, John Devine, and Daniel Doherty were dragged from their beds at Dromore, County Tyrone, by special constables and brutally murdered on the roadside, and what steps have been taken to bring the murderers to justice. Portadown man called to bar. Among those called to the bar this term is Charles Leo Scheel, LLB, QUB, younger son of Peter Joseph Scheel, JP of Ulster House, Portadown. His certificate was signed by Mr. Thomas J. Campbell, KC, to be proposed by the Right Honourable Lord Justice O'Connor. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Most of the nationalist candidates in the partition elections were members of the Catholic licensed trade, which had long dominated Northern Home Rule politics. Sinn Féin, on the other hand, chose to run its iconic leaders for Northern seats, possibly in a deliberate attempt to silence its Northern wing in the event of controversy over partition. Meanwhile, Charles Scheel was one of the last Northerners called to the old Irish bar before it disappeared with partition.